Anyway, we're joined by Mr. Don Campbell from Samson, which has working on an aircraft called the Switchblade.
Yep.
Yes.
And I like the looks of it. The conceptual drawings that I've seen of it. It's spectacular. It's a three-wheeled motorcycle, essentially, with, well, it's a lot more than that, but...
Well, you're just chewing this all up, aren't you?
Man, just run me through the shredder now.
It is a three-wheeled rotable aircraft.
Right. Like yes. I said, I chewed that all up.
Very James Bond, in my opinion.
Well, it really does look like something out of James Bond, and the question is, because of its radical appearance... How does it fly? I mean, how well does it handle?
Well, you know, at this point, literally, I can't tell you because we haven't built the prototype. But we do use software that tells us a great deal. And the X-Plane software is very realistic, and it flies very nicely on there. Very, very much like a normal airplane. There's not much difference once you're in the air. I think it's a little bit different on takeoff. It kind of takes off like a B-29. There's not much rotation. Landing... A little bit faster on the landing, and once that nose wheel touches the ground, you're driving it. So you're really in a car after the nose wheel touches the ground. So
stand on the brakes and try and make the next parking space.
Oh, the high-speed turnoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really. And then you just buzz out the gate, and you're on the road to your destination.
That's it, yeah. It's pretty special. We have a lot of interest in it. Been working on this for about 3 years. We're getting closer and closer to the first flight, and a lot of excitement.
Well, as with all vehicles of this type, something, you know, an air vehicle that's roadworthy, what kind of federal standards are you going to have to meet for crashworthiness?
Yeah, you know, we've built in that into the Switchblade, the nose, and we've got some heavy-duty posts on the side doors. So we're working that direction, but there really aren't too many that we found standard-wise. So at this point...
You have to remember it's classed as a motorcycle.
I was just going to say that. We're classified as a motorcycle, so we're not... We're somewhat exempt from bumper systems and emission systems, so forth. So we're kind of looking at it as something that will work as a motorcycle, but applied to a road as a car would be as well.
What's your target market? What kind of pilots is this going to be designed for?
Yeah, you know, I think just about any kind of pilot, for that matter. We've got interest from all different kinds of pilots that we've seen over the last, certainly the last year when we've been doing more marketing, but... I think for the most part, as we see at this show, experimental builders are interested. They want to build something and somebody that flies somewhat locally. But it can go anywhere. I think the range is about 350 miles, so there's no limit in that sense. But I think any kind of pilot would be interested in what we're doing. Somebody that wants something innovative, for sure, and that's what we have.
How far away are you from a flyable prototype?
Probably, realistically, 9 months. Maybe 10. Probably late spring, very early summer.
And then you're going to throw the prototype. Well, you're going to assemble the prototype.
Right.
And then you're going to start your flight test program.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hopefully return here with a flown prototype.
We are keeping our fingers crossed. We really want that to happen. It's real important for the company to show that we have a proof of concept, and that's what that's all about. We have, as Sam Bosfield mentioned yesterday, we've built a model that's an RC, which is a quarter scale, and we've flown that, just got a little ways off the ground, but in about 2 weeks we'll be flying and doing some maneuvers and landings, which will again prove the concept, but we have to prove it with a full-size vehicle.
Well, that is the trick.
Yeah.
The quarter-scale model will give you some. Have you run into any unusual quirks or characteristics with the quarter-scale model?
At this point, no. Nope. Other than the fact that the experts and the expert builder realized that we needed a larger tail section, I guess in models that's an aerodynamic anomaly in a way, because the tail section needs to be larger than it would be in actual scale size. So you have to build it a little bigger. That's the only thing that we kind of ran into with it. So other than that, it's a ducted fan concept, and we really, really were extremely pleased with the way it, you know, the airflow flowed through. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was one of the big questions Sam was saying yesterday. They didn't know how well that duct was going to work.
Yes, yeah, and it did work well. So it's very fast on the ground. We found that out. So you have to actually hold it on the runway because it wants to take off. So We're looking forward to, you know, doing some maneuvering with it and making sure that it works the way it was. Since it's quarter scale, our feeling is obviously that the full scale will fly basically the same way. So that's our hope.
Now, I'm assuming that while you're flying the quarter scale prototype, or the mock-up anyway, mm-hmm. you've got a second one under construction. I'm an RC pilot. When you're flying one airplane, you're always building another one.
Right. We do have two. We have another one that's it's not fully assembled, but it could be.
That's the jet model.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, that is an interesting point. Do you guys ever consider a turbine engine in that?
Well, you know, that might be down the road, but it's a handful as it is to do what we're doing with what we're doing. So, you know, there's a lot of input from people who say, well, can you put floats on it? You know, how about a vertical takeoff and lift? And those things, those are possibilities, I suppose, down the road. But right now, we've got a product that we want to get out there and make work. So,
What kind of takeoff distances are you shooting for with this?
Well, you know, anywhere in the 1,000-foot range is fine, you know, getting it off the ground. I think it'll fly off sooner than that. Since we haven't really flown one, sometimes those questions are a little harder to answer. It depends on who's flying it as well, I think, in some cases, and landing the same way. Some people are going to want to land it faster than others might. And having been an instructor for 21 years, I've seen that in every type of airplane. You know, there's differences in how airplanes are landed that way. So.
Kind of tough to land a 150 at 150, though.
Exactly.
No kidding.
It's hard to get it to 150.
Exactly.
Well, it's hard to get it to 150 and keep it in one piece.
Yes.
That's important, too. What is the primary materials that you're using in the construction of the prototype?
The carbon fiber. That's what we're going to build.
So you're going to have to build a set of molds for this thing.
Yes.
And then you're going to build the prototype.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly. And the wings have been worked on already up in Prineville, Oregon, and I think that's where we're going to build the prototype. There's a lot of expertise up there from companies that have gone out of business, but a lot of the builders have remained in that area. So we found that there's people up there that really know what they're doing. So we have a company up in Prineville that's they're just raring to go. So as soon as we get started with it,
any potential for perhaps a seaplane version of this equipped with floats?
I certainly hope so. I've got a seaplane rating, and I can't wait to land a switchblade on the water.
That could be interesting.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yes.
Well, that's down the road. Let's get it to fly first.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like a very interesting concept, that's for sure.
Yeah. Like I say, we have a lot of people looking at us, and we have a number of depositors so far, so we're moving forward there. I think we were crawling for a while, and then we got the baby steps, and now we're kind of walking, and then we're waiting for the run and the jog, so we're getting there closer and closer.
I'm assuming this will have a glass cockpit in it.
Yeah, we're going to use Dynan instruments, the Skyview, which I think is very appropriate to that airplane, and we have the Garmin instruments in the prototype. So we're showing what can be done, but since it's a home-built aircraft, whoever buys it can put whatever they want in it. And the same thing goes with the engine. I think we'll support three or four different types of engines as well. So, but the cockpit, I was actually part of the group that helped design what we were doing with that. And I really like the Dynans and the Garmin instruments we put in there. I think it's very appropriate to what we're doing.
Are you going to be the test pilot?
I'm not.
You don't get the fun part,
well,
huh?
We have, Sam had lined somebody up, I think about 6 or 8 months ago, that has evidently, from what I understand, has flown more experimentals at first flights than anybody. So I'm not sure, I can't remember his name, but so hopefully he's up to the task.
Yeah. That's qualified, all right.
Yes. So
just baby steps there, baby steps.
Oh, yes.
None of this run down the runway and point it straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for a while.
That leads to bad things.
It leads to turning it back into a kit.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, the applications for the switchblade, I think, are tremendous, really. And I can name one, you know, right now would be flying into weather and, you know, landing it somewhere, maybe turn around a little bit and land it. Then you can drive the rest of the way or drive under the weather and take off again. So,
don't forget to put an easy pass on it.
Yeah.
it's a point-to-point transportation. We'll get there, you know, it's like the mailman, you know.
Well, the other thing that would help, too, you have the little sliding window so you can throw the quarter into
the toilet. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an interesting concept. I'm going to try to get over there and take a look at the quarter scale.
I hope you do. Just take a look at what we're doing.
Where exactly would that be?
We are in Hangar D, space 4051, 4051.
They're in Area 51.
Area 51, all right. It's a secret spot. But we've got a crew that mans the booth and can answer most of the questions. And Sam is around there once in a while. And the builder of our model is there as well, so he's a real expert at that. So his company is Race Pro, and he's real proud of what he's done with ours. So.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Yeah. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You've been listening to Don Campbell from Sampson Aircraft. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.